Jim, how can I help you?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Okay, and we are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Does any member of the household work for a radio station, a television station, a newspaper, advertising agency?
Retired.
Okay, so no, right? Won't work. Okay, with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or affiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican,
okay. All right, so as you are aware, you know, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or maybe
definitely
I'm not ready to
vote. Definitely will vote.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
All right. Okay, sir, and generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I think it's going the right way.
Okay. All right, sir, and from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Would you say moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights over the unborn? Economic issues like taxes and government spending? Culture issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights? Constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment? Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs.
Well, there's a number of them that's mostly the economy.
Okay, so the inflation and insurance and housing costs, right? Affordability?
Yes,
or that one, right? Affordability?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you, sir.
All right, sir, you now will be giving a list of public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one would be Nan Cobb.
Not familiar.
Okay, haven't heard of him. Okay, Keith Farner.
Heard of him, don't have any opinion.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Got a favorable opinion.
Very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Okay, David Jordan.
Favorable.
Very or
no,
somewhat?
No, favorable. Favorable.
Okay, just okay. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Adi Owens.
No feelings at all.
No opinion. Okay, Kerry Baker.
No opinion.
Mike Levin.
Mike Levin, favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat?
No, favorable. Just favorable. Okay.
Just favorable. All right, sir. Anthony Sabatini.
Very favorable.
And Mark Jordan.
Favorable.
Okay. All right, sir. And now is the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Would that be Mike Levin, Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, or Adi Owens?
Keith Farner.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Farner?
Definitely.
All right. All right, sir. And from the same list of candidates, who would be the second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Would that be Mike Levin, Nan Cobb, or Ari Owens?
Mike Levin.
Mike Levin. All right, thank you. All right, sir, compared to, you know, 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Everything's more expensive, so it's gotten worse.
Gotten worse, okay. All right, sir, generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion, okay? Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done, you know, for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government, or bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving millions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. You know, instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Which one are you more closer? The first one or the second?
We need more people, the conservatives, fighting for conservative issues.
So the second one, right? The second choice. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and the other one said, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Okay, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along he has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. That's the first one. The second one says, "While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president." Okay, and the third one says, "I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November."
Well, it's between the first and the second. If he did crimes, it should be crimes, which I think he did. He should be prosecuted, but only for the, crimes outside of being president. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. So which one would you go
first
or the second
one? Closer to first.
The first one. Okay. Joe Biden debate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir, as you may be aware, you know, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay, $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a president. Now in the November election, the for property appraiser, Mark Jordan, will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay, the first one says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions, and is being sued for this. Okay, the second choice says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has the right to run for political office, had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid a fee. The two of them, would have faced off in the primary, and Republican would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Which one do you agree with most, the first one or the second one?
That's a tough one. I'm leaning towards the first, but, that's
the
a tough one.
Okay,
yeah,
the first one. All right, thank you. All right, sir, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate if the election for Florida State House, If age would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one says a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats. Would that make you much more likely to vote for her, or someone more likely, someone less, or much less likely? Or makes no difference to you?
Much less.
Much less. Okay, a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government.
Would not support him. And will
much
not.
Less likely. Or somewhat less likely.
Will not.
Okay. All right, sir. What about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
No support, will not support that.
So would that be much less likely to support him or somewhat?
Much.
Much less, okay. What about a candidate who has criticized Governor Ron DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
Yeah, I wouldn't support him, no.
Much less likely or just somewhat more?
Much.
Okay. What about a candidate who has served on the, city commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community?
Much more likely to support.
Much more likely. Okay, what about a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis on his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary?
No, much less. Very
much less.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. By a candidate who had a lien placed on, on their home in a separate, instance, was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Nope. I used to be a landlord, so I wouldn't support him.
Much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much.
What about a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders?
I would support him very strongly.
Okay. What about a candidate who is 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican?
Very much so.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
Yeah. No.
Okay, much less or just somewhat?
Much less.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, and a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist, for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums?
Much less.
Okay, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Much less.
Okay, and a candidate who has owned, a small business in your community for 30 years.
I'm always support small business, so very much
okay.
So.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
I definitely support that.
Okay. And a candidate who says, they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
I would support that.
Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. Now we almost finished. Okay. You will be now be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish with the survey. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, a conservative, or in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Four things away from bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree, okay.
Almost, but never did it.
Oh, but what about associate's degree?
I got associate's in accounting.
Okay, so we'll put aside. Okay, and do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice on issues of abortion?
Pro-life.
Pro-life. would that be strongly pro-life or just somewhat pro-life?
Strong.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Really, thank you very much for your participation and
you have
time.
A great day, Rebel. Thank you for what you do. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.